Hey, this is Donnie Smith with CollisionBlast.com. Collision Blast is where you can get free training, auto body and paint training, and a lot more, auto news and things like that. So be sure and go to CollisionBlast.com and you can sign up for free. Now, this is something new that I'm trying. It's a podcast to help answer some of the questions that I get on YouTube. I receive a lot of questions, and I thought, you know, this may be helpful to people that, you know, or are, on podcasts, be able to hear some of the answers that I have, and also easier on me by using this on podcast to answer several questions at one time. So this is something I'm new that I'm trying. See if this podcast works and see how well that reaches the viewers, to see if it's something, you know, that I need to continue doing or not. So anyway, let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to go to my YouTube channel, and this is my DIY auto body and paint channel. That's where I get most of my questions, and most of my viewers are on that channel. Now, I do have the one that's the DIY auto body and paint repair. Also have another one, Donnie Smith 7. That's a channel where I test auto related products. And that's something else I may mention. If you have something that you would like tested, you know, let me know. And on that channel, I will test it and see if it works for me. Now, it may work for some and not others, but I'm going to test it to see how it works for me. And then I also have a vlog where I put, you know, a video blog. I just put other things on there, you know, just odds and ends. But anyway, let's get over to the DIY channel. And first question I see, this is spraying primer. Avoid these mistakes when priming. And this is a video that just talks about, you know, priming, you know, your body work and things like that, when to use what primer. But the question is from ELBEASTADOR, and that's the username. And it says, can someone help me? I am wondering if spraying out of the can primer on a sanded car, it's a four-door 2000 Mirage, is it okay, or shouldn't be a big deal? We're going to be doing this in my uncle's garage. And, you know, the answer to that, some of the can primers aren't bad. They're not going to have the feeling properties. They're not going to feel the sand scratches. And, you know, if you're priming, I'm assuming this is like for primer surfacer. If you, you know, did some body filler work, you're wanting to prime over those scratches, block them out. You know, it's been used. It will work. I mean, it's not necessarily just a bad thing, but there are some disadvantages of that. Now, any spray can in a primer, or a primer in a spray can, you know, that's going to be a 1K. And what that means is that it is a one part. It doesn't have a catalyst. And anytime a product doesn't have a catalyst, it doesn't make that chemical change, you know, whenever it's curing. And it's just not going to be as good as the 2K. And that's another question I get often. What does 2K mean? That just means two parts. It means that it has the primer, clear coat, or whatever it is, and that it also has a catalyst. And we mix those two parts together. Whenever they mix together, it makes a chemical change, and you're going to get a much superior, much better product that way. But can spray can primer be used? You know, it can. And it seems like I've used it. Seems like it's a lot thinner, does not spray on as well. Now, I will mention, if you're using like a primer surface out of the spray can, or even the 2K, you don't want to put primer surfacer straight on direct metal. That's because it does not have that adhesion protection that it should. So you should use a self-etch primer, and that can come in a spray can, and it's a 1K, and you can also get it 2K as well. But even in the rattle can, it's going to give you that corrosion protection. So anytime I have bare metal, there's basically three choices that you have. And in the choice of using a spray can, of course, I would use spray can self-etch, and then spray can primer surfacer. You know, for, let's say that you just repaired a dent, and what do you spray on the body filler? The second choice is to use, and it's a 2K product, is a epoxy primer. You spray your epoxy primer on, and then on top of that, and that's for your corrosion protection, then you come back on top of that with a primer surfacer, a 2K primer surfacer. Now, of course, you're going to have a spray gun for this option. Now, the third option is going to be a direct metal primer. There are some primers out there that have some acid in them, and that helps bite into the metal and provide the corrosion protection. And it also serves as a primer surfacer. So you can get by just by putting direct metal primer straight on top of body filler or metal or sanded paint. So that's basically the three options that you have. My preference, this is what I prefer. You know, if there's a small metal area, a lot of times I'll just hit that self-edge primer in the can. And then I'll go ahead and use my 2K primer surfacer. If it's a big area, especially for you guys that do restoration out there, where you're dealing with a lot of metal, I'd prefer to use epoxy primer. So I spray epoxy on top of the bare metal, and then followed by primer surfacer, 2K. I like using 2K products. The 1K, some of the problems you'll have with them, of course, you don't have the filling like you do with a lot of the 2K products. You know, it seems thinner. But it also seems like things bleed through that a lot more. For example, I know back when we had lacquer primers, that was basically a 1K product. And, you know, a lot of body shop used it for years. You know, I used a lot of it. You know, it's not that it's a bad thing, but there were some problems that it had. Let's say you use a red hardener with your body filler. Well, the red in that hardener would bleed through that 1K primer surfacer, and sometimes you could see a stain. You know, it looked like a stain in your paint. So, you know, that's something that you might consider. So, anyway, that's kind of a long answer for a short question, but to answer your question, you know, yeah, you could do that. I mean, I wouldn't say that you couldn't do that. In fact, when I started doing this as a hobby, you know, back when I was a kid, I used a lot of spray can products myself. And one last thing I would like to mention on this is that you can use, there are some, like Eastwood, they have a 2K primer surfacer that comes in a can. They have a 2K epoxy that comes in a can. Whenever you get the can, you got to pop the bottom on it. There's a little button that you pop and it releases the hardener inside the can. Shake it up and you have a 2K product. You know, that would work fine. The only problem with that is you want to make sure you have everything ready, because once you break that seal in that can, I think you have 24, maybe 48 hours. I'd have to read the can to make sure. But there's a limited time that you have to use that, you know, everything in the can. If you don't use it, it's going to harden up in the can. So, anyway, I hope that helps answer that question. And now we'll move on to the next question. So, let me get out of the screen where I can find it. Integra DIY says, and this is on a video, it's masking tips, how to mask off molding on a windshield. And this is, you know, that masking material that actually lifts molding up so that you don't bridge. It says, okay, try the same technique on a 20-year-old car. And not sure if that's a question. Maybe it's just a, you know, maybe, you know, if the molding is too old and brittle, might have some problems with this. And it, you know, just like with any technique, you know, it needs to be the right application for the right situation. You know, if the molding is old and brittle, you know, it of course may not work, or if it's a different type of molding. This is for the molding that's on the windshield or back glass that's actually touches the paint. You know, you need to lift that off so that the paint coatings can get underneath that and not bridge. Anyway, not sure I was any help there. Not sure what the question was. Marcus Tusker asked on tips for applying body filler and or tips for applying and block sanding Bondo. Says a great demo for the body filler. And thanks, Marcus. Thanks for leaving a comment on that video. Next is from Todd. And he says, thanks, bud. Well, this video is for buffing tips. It says, buffing, what grit sandpaper to use to color sand when buffing and polishing paint. And he says, thanks, bud. I'm so tired of these prima donnas that want to tell their life story before they answer my question. Awesome video, direct and to the point, and I didn't have to listen to an hour of why you think bark on a tree is made of wood to get to my answer. Thank you. Yeah, that's you know, I try to get to the point. Sometimes I do you know, talk about other things or whatever, but I do usually try to get to the point. So anyway, Todd, thanks for watching this video. And then the next question comes from Rasisha. I like the 3-Ohm AccuSpray. It works excellent. Also, your video is always helpful. Thank you, Donnie. Well, thank you for watching this video. And this video happens to be a video on priming the Acura fender, how to mix and apply primer. And anyway, I like the 3-Ohm AccuSpray as well. I've been using it for several years now, and it works real well at a school like where I use it, because if a student doesn't get the gun clean like they should, you know, I think those tips are $3 to $5. I can't remember exactly, but you can take that off, put a new one on, you basically have a new gun. Easy cleanup, you know, and they spray good. I really like those. 265 Chevy says, cool video. Well, thanks, 265 Chevy, for watching the video and leaving a comment. Steve Haynes Richards says, good info, thanks. And this is on dent repair, how to repair a dent using a body hammer and a stud welder gun. And, you know, I appreciate you for watching this video, Steve. The next one is where we sprayed a hood with the Chip Foose paint. It was a bronze paint. It's his signature paint. I think that's supposed to be Flash. It says Flash. Flash, need to see surfaces. It's everything. Anyway, thanks for watching. I'm not sure what all. I think that was just a comment, not really a question. And here's one on Meguiar's, how to remove swirl marks. And this video's, I was walking by the Meguiar's booth at SEMA. This is in 2009. And shot a little demonstration. Seemed like some pretty cool products. But seemed to work well as far as demonstration. But Ivan, he said, not convinced. Could really see the actual finish with the angle of the camera ran was at and the lighting, so, or you couldn't really see it, so saying couldn't really see the finish if there's any swirls or whatever. So anyway, you know, I appreciate you watching the video and leaving a comment of how you think this product works. And someone, let's see, Sidro 12 left a comment under that saying, well, if you look harder, you can see a significant change. Just look at where the light reflects on the surface. On the right, you'll see a whole lot of swirls. On the left, however, none. Now imagine if there were some left by polishing with a rough wax. You can get those out as well with finer wax. So anyway, you know, I really appreciate all of you for, you know, leaving your thoughts, comments on there. Okay, Dale Conklin. Oh, he's replying to Matt, which I'm not sure which one that is. This is on the video for how to remove body side moldings. It says, I can tell you a scenario I'm explaining and the reason someone would want to do it. My 2001 Yukon XL has glued on trim that was peeled back at the ends and is cracking in several areas. There are four per side and all are damaged somehow. The truck would look much better without them. So they're just talking, this video is talking about how to remove side moldings. You know, a lot of them's glued on. That glue, you know, can be pretty hard to get off. So anyway, Dale, thanks for watching and leaving a comment. Next one is Steve, and this is on the matte black trick. This is where I show you how to do a trick using a matte flat colors. And he says, excellent tips as always. Thanks, Donnie. Well, thank you, Steve, for taking time to watch this video and leave a comment. All right, let's move on down. This is something about wanting you to go to a link. I'm going to skip those. I think they're just trying to get you to go to their website or store or something. I don't know. Mario GM says, great job on the how to make paint glossy using a DA and buffer. That one has some profanity. I don't read profanity out loud, so I'm not going to do that one. And he just, anyway, Kevin on the next one says, and this is on paint modeling, DIY auto paint tips, what is paint modeling and how to correct it, Q&A. This is where I'm talking about how to correct that if you're having that problem. In paint modeling, that is where paint gathers in certain areas and so there'll be more metallic in one area and less in other, kind of make a modeling look. And says, having a problem with the paint modeling. It's a charcoal metallic. Maybe spraying too wet. Can I spray it dry? And that is a common mistake of base coat, is putting it on too wet. You know, that can cause modeling. It'll cause the metallics to bunch up in areas. So yeah, don't try to put the base coat on too wet. Try medium wet coats. With your base coat, you're more concerned about getting it on nice and even. You really don't want that on too thick, too wet. Like when you're spraying clear coat, you want that on real wet and you want it to look glossy and glassy, you know, when spraying. Base coat, you don't want it that thick. Kind of way to think about it is this is kind of a weird way of thinking about it, but think of gifts. You know, when you're spraying base coat, you just want to cover what's underneath. You don't want it on real thick. It's kind of like gift wrapping paper. You know, you want just enough to cover what's underneath. So when you wrap a gift, you know, you cover what's underneath, but it's not that well protected. So it's just a thin layer to cover, you know, the present. And you want to spray your base coat that way. Once it's covered, that's all you need. But let's say you took a present, a gift, and wrapped it in, you know, gift wrap paper. Of course, it would be covered, but let's say you shipped it. Well, by the time it got there, it'd probably be ripped and you could see through it and things like that, because it wouldn't be well protected. So think of the base coat like the gift wrap paper. Now, to protect that, let's say that we build a box out of plexiglass. And we put that around the gift. You know, we get the gift, we put the wrapping paper, which, you know, is the color, the pigment, you know, the designs, all that. And then we put the plexiglass around it. That's going to protect the paper. So we put the plexiglass around it, and then we ship it. It'll be protected. And that's kind of how clear coat acts. You want the clear coat on there nice and thick, and that's what you want the mills on, is to protect what's underneath it, that color, that pigment. So, hope that helps a little bit. And kind of a weird analogy. Don't know if it makes sense or not. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and close this for this Q&A. And I hope this was helpful to answer these questions. And I'll try to do some more of these. See how it goes. And I do appreciate you for listening to this. And if you have any questions on a video, be sure and leave the comment there. If I don't answer it on YouTube, I will try to, you know, answer it some way, maybe with a podcast or some way to get that answer to you. I know I get backed up sometimes and don't always get them answered, but I will do my best. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.